Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking about something every licensed agent in Australia has to deal with, whether they love it or not. CPD, Continuing Professional Development.
Specifically, how it works differently depending on which state you're licensed in, which is exactly where a lot of people come unstuck.
The article is called Real Estate CPD in Australia, a State-by-State Compliance Guide, and the core message is simple but really important. There is no single national CPD rule. Each state sets its own requirements, and they do not match each other.
Which sounds obvious when you say it out loud, but if you've just moved states or you're licensed in more than one place, that can catch you completely off guard.
Right. So let's make sure we're on the same page about what CPD actually is. It stands for Continuing Professional Development. It's the ongoing training that licensed agents and assistant agents complete each year to keep their knowledge current and their license active.
Think of it as the maintenance that keeps your right to trade switched on. Miss it, and you can find yourself unable to renew your license. That's not just a paperwork problem. That's your income on hold.
That's the real stakes. The article puts it plainly. Done late, CPD becomes a panic the week before renewal. The trick is to treat it as a small annual task you finish early, not a deadline you race.
So let's go through the states. NSW first.
In New South Wales, licensed agents and assistant agents complete annual CPD set by NSW Fair Trading. With Archer Institute, it's online and self-paced. Most people finish it in a day. You work through the units, complete your assessments, download your certificate, and you're compliant for another year.
That sounds genuinely manageable. What about Queensland?
Queensland is where things get a bit more specific. The CPD year in QLD runs for 12 months from the anniversary of your license or registration issue date, not the calendar year.
So two agents in the same office could have completely different deadlines.
Exactly. And here's a change that everyone in Queensland needs to know about. From 6 June 2026, renewal applicants must declare that their CPD is complete or provide exemption details before a renewal can even be processed.
So you can't leave CPD until after you renew. It has to be done first.
That's the rule now. Archer has a free calculator on their site that helps you work out when your QLD CPD year actually falls, because it's tied to your individual license date, not a standard annual cycle.
What about the ACT?
The Australian Capital Territory requires 12 CPD points per year for licensed agents and assistant agents. Like NSW, Archer delivers it online and self-paced. All categories are available, and you get a completion certificate when you finish.
12 points. That sounds like a solid day's work if you sit down and focus.
Once you sit down to it, manageable. The article has a guide on exactly how those 12 points add up.
And Victoria?
Victoria is the exception. Archer treats Vic CPD as inquiry-based rather than an instant online product. So if you're in Victoria, the right move is to contact the Archer team directly. They'll confirm the current requirements and the best option for your situation.
Every state runs its own way, so it makes sense the approach is a bit different too. Now, what actually happens if you miss your deadline? Because that's what people really need to understand.
The article is very direct about this. Missing CPD is not a paperwork inconvenience. It is a trading problem. If your CPD isn't complete when your license is due for renewal, you can be left unable to renew on time. That means stepping back from work you are otherwise qualified to do, all because of a training task that takes a day.
And in Queensland, with the new declaration rule, the renewal simply won't process until the CPD is done. There's no workaround.
So the practical advice the article gives is, know your date. And in Queensland, that means your license anniversary, not the calendar year. Do it early. Finishing months ahead removes the deadline stress entirely. Pick a provider where a real person answers if you get stuck, and keep your certificate somewhere you can find it at renewal time.
There's also a section in the article for principals and office managers, and I think that's worth flagging.
Yes. If you're running a team, you're multiplying all of this by every agent in your office, each with their own date and license type. Archer works with principals to coordinate team CPD, track who is due when, and chase the staff member directly so the principal doesn't have to.
Because if you've ever tried to get a whole team to complete training on time, you know that chasing people is a job in itself.
It really is.
So what's the one thing someone should do right now?
Find your state, confirm your requirement, and get it done before it's urgent. Don't wait until the week before renewal.
Read the full guide on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to talk it through, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support.
You can call them on 1-800-069-273, and they'll tell you exactly what you need and how long it'll take. Thanks for listening.